And then we've got two incredible speakers going to bring us our messages tonight, Sophie and Judah. So let's listen to the passage and then hear what they've got to say. The Lord had said to Abraham, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on the earth will be blessed through you." So Abraham left, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran. And they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abraham traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Morah at Shechem. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord, who had appeared to him. From there he went on towards the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Then Abraham set out and continued towards the Negev. And we'll stop there, shall we? Yeah. Come up, guys. This is Judah, everyone. He's going first. And we'll pray for Sophie too. And then Sophie can sit down. Judah, who are you?
I am Judah. I'm in year 13. And this is my second time preaching here. I think I did it over a year ago now. But yeah, I'm glad to be back.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm Sophie. I'm in year 12. And like Judah, it's my second time preaching here, so hopefully it goes well.
Great. Well, let's pray for them both. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Sophie and Judah. Thank you for the words that you've given them to share on how we are a blessing and we can bless others. Lord, may you convict them of what you want them to say tonight, Lord. May you put in their hearts your Holy Spirit. May they share your love with each of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, Judah.
Sorry, do you want to see your Bible, Natalie?
Yeah.
Yeah, just the room, thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm Judah. Yes, and this week is about blessing. As you can see, what a wonderful slide. And from the chapter from Genesis chapter 12 that Nassie's just read out, the first three verses really interest me. So I'll be focusing mainly on those ones today. So I'll read it out again. Why not? "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So I think, starting off, why don't we turn to the person next to you and tell them, what have you been blessed by recently? So in the last week or the last month, what have you been blessed by? So do you want to do that?
Thank you.
So, are we about done? Have we shared our blessings?
Yes.
Yes, very nice. So, I might ask about that in a little while, what you've been blessed by recently. But a man who was blessed quite a lot over like 10,000 years ago, which is quite a long while, is Abram, later named Abraham. And in verse 1, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. Abram is being asked to step out in faith here. He's being asked to leave his country, which he's lived in for 75 years, which is like his whole life, which is a pretty long time. And this land that God promises him is his first blessing. He's saying, I know you've lived here for ages, but this is also really good, so why don't you come over here? So it's a gift nonetheless, and it's his first blessing from God. And Abram, by obeying God, he's putting his trust in him to provide for and to sustain him. And I think we hear this a lot, don't we? We hear, oh, you should put your trust in God to sustain you. And I have a story about this, because about 7 years ago, I moved to Harrogate. I'm back in Leeds now, but I was in Harrogate, and we moved there in faith so that I would be able to get into a very nice school called St. Aidan's. And it was very unlikely at the time because we were really far down on the list. But because we actually moved really close to the actual school, I got put to the top of the list. And because then I got in, and my sister, who was in year 9 at the time, also could move over to St. Aidan's. And that was a really big blessing. Now, verse 2, it says, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great. And Abram's second blessing is that God promises him that from Abram a great nation will be formed. And this is the Jewish nation of Israel, which is, you know, has a massive impact on history. And it completes God's last promise in that verse, that he will make his name great. I mean, he's a pretty famous guy. He's probably one of the most talked about prophets in history. So he's definitely fulfilled his promise on that one. And then finally, the third verse says, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. And the third verse shows that God is for Abraham. He's going to protect him, even if others curse him. And he's going to bless those who bless Abram as well. It shows that God will look out for him. And therefore, it also shows that God is looking out for us as well. The last part of that verse, all peoples on earth will be blessed through you, kind of clarifies that making Abram's name great isn't for power or wealth. Rather, it's to bless others. And this is God calling Abram to act selflessly rather than selfishly. I think it's really powerful. So, I'm going to link back to the blessings you shared with each other. So, how do people want to be blessed, and how have you been blessed? So, go on, shout out. What are some suggestions?
Any? Just being blessed by a holiday, Judah.
Holiday. That is a fantastic one. Any others?
Family.
Family. That's a good one. Any others? Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, a blessing from my birthday party.
Oh, birthday party, very nice.
No,
40. Alright, 40, oh wow. 13
May 40.
Very nice.
Yeah,
it's so, as I was preparing for this talk, I realised there were kind of two types of blessing. There was humanly earthly blessing and also spiritual blessing. So the humanly blessing is like finance, getting money out of nowhere, which is always nice. Friendships, as Emma said, and then getting, you know, why not good grades at school? I mean, that's definitely something I'm trying to attain at the moment. And then spiritual side is more like finding peace and having love, like inward and outward, and then also forgiveness as well. And if we look at Genesis chapter 15, three chapters later, it kind of reveals how this all ties in. So it goes, look up at the sky and count the stars. Oh, sorry, I should say this is God talking to Abram again. Look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. Abram believed him, and it was credited to him as righteousness. God promises Abram here that he'll have many, many descendants. And the thing is, through his lineage, down his like descendant line, comes Jesus. And through Jesus, we have the ultimate blessing. And this links back to verse 3 of Genesis 12, when it states that all peoples on earth will be blessed through you, or through Abram. Because through Abram came Jesus, and therefore all peoples are blessed through Abram. Fundamentally, this blessing is kind of spiritual, as it points towards Jesus and the blessing he gives of redemption and new life, which is probably more on the spiritual side. This blessing is kind of explained more in Ephesians 1, when it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places of Christ." And that's not every one. That's quite a few, I think. So that sounds pretty good. But these include being adopted into his family, becoming blameless, and receiving the riches of his grace. And sometimes it's hard to believe that we're actually going to get these things. Just like, you know, I haven't felt the riches of his grace recently, so am I going to get it? But you are. You are. And Abram believed God's promises. Abram believed God in his promise that he would have a child, even though he was really old, as was Sarah as well. And this belief was credited to him as righteousness. And in Galatians chapter 3, verse 7, it says, "Understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham." It means we are righteous as well in our belief, and the belief that we will be blessed. And this verse in Galatians also fulfills a promise to Abraham that he will have many, many descendants, because even though we are not of his bloodline, we are still in his family by faith, which is, I think, really cool. Finally, I'm going to move on to physical blessing. And God does bless us physically as well. Obviously, the main one, that of sacrifice and redemption, forgiveness, all that good stuff, that is spiritual. But like we said before, it could be through finance, you know, even sleep, perhaps. If you have trouble sleeping, that could be a blessing. And good grades at school, as I said earlier, I would still very much like this. God invites us to ask him for these things. And sometimes we're like, you know, do I really deserve this? But he wants us to ask him, to rely on him to provide for and to sustain us. And this links back to Abram stepping out in faith and leaving his country that he's lived in for all of his life to go where God wants him. So to ask God, we need to know what we need, what blessings we need. So we need to ask ourselves, where do we want to be blessed and where do we need to be blessed as well? In 1 Chronicles, it gives a great example of God blessing us in earthly ways. It says, "The ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house for 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had." I think it blessed like things like crops growing to a really good extent, and his livestock as well, having good health. And it shows clearly that God will provide for us in physical ways as well as spiritual. And I think above all, a really important thing is God wants us to give blessings to us. And it shows that we are in the favor of God. He wants us to give us blessings. Let's say if I have a cupcake, it's not in my hand, but if I did, then that would be a blessing. But if someone stands on my toe, I'm not going to give them the cake. It's my cake. They're not in my favor. So if God, let's say that the cake is the blessing. If we are in God's favor, then God will give us the blessing. And as we are all in God's favor, he will give us those blessings. So I think the four main things that I got from this chapter was that 1, we are blessed. 2, we will be blessed. 3, we are in the favor of God. And 4, we are righteous for believing it. So that's me done. Now I'll pass over to Sophie.
Hi. I would love for you to pray for us to have faith that God wants to bless us. Mm-hmm. Could you do that for us?
Yes.
Great.
Absolutely. We pray, Lord Jesus, that everyone in this room right now would know that they deserve blessings from God, that we are children of God, and that we are in his favor, that whatever we do, we are still loved by him, and he will give us blessings to help us out of all those sticky situations we might get in. Amen, Lord.
And Father God, we thank you for Judah's word that nothing is outside of your worthiness of you blessing us, whether that might seem more spiritual or seem more physical and worldly, actually, that all of those things are in your hand to bless us. And we thank you for that, Lord, that you care about every part of our life and that every part of it has worth and value before you. We praise you for that, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Judah. That was wonderful. We're going to invite Sophie to come on up. So these guys, they were both given the same passage and asked to go away and pray about what God was saying to them. So this is just what they've heard from God, and it's just wonderful to hear that. So Sophie, will you bless us by speaking to us?
I can try. Yeah. So so over the past couple of weeks, we've focused on recreating. So the Sabbath, celebrating where we celebrate all the little things in life, and eating where we share meals, which now brings us to the new rhythm of being blessed. So as God's people, we can be a blessing. As God's people, he blesses us in order that we can go out and bless other people. And we do this through the blessings that God gives us, as everything we have belongs to God. So I was doing my research, what does it actually mean to be blessed? And the Oxford Dictionary said to be blessed means to be made holy. I'll repeat it. It means to be made holy. So it's nothing to do with our earthly gifts like comfort, wealth, shelter. But to be, we need to be made holy through the salvation of Jesus. So I also researched what does a blessing mean. So that was, what does it mean to be blessed? This is what a blessing is. And it's very basic, but a beneficial thing for one which is grateful. So into context, I thought for young people today, an example of how we can be a blessing to others is maybe talking to someone or praying with someone, even though it's such a scary thing, which I'll go on to explain, or just inviting someone around after school or taking someone for coffee. And I was blessed earlier in the week by my friend Keelan, who sent me a lovely message of encouragement, which I really needed at that time. And he just explained to me how I'm not alone in this journey of faith, and I'm actually surrounded by so many amazing people. So me and a few of my friends went to this thing called NCS, which is, it's a sort of camp thing where you go out and help the community as well. And I was so blessed to have the opportunity to pray with two people, actually, whilst I was away. So I was with my friend Eliza, and we obviously weren't expecting to go on holiday and pray for someone, but it was a silent disco one night, and I went to get some water, and this guy, call him Ollie, he was sat down, and we just started talking, and we were just getting to know each other, and he started to explain how he had problems with drinking and drugs due to a poor family background, and so I was like, great opportunity to talk about Christianity, you know, God's gonna be really proud of me. And the reaction I got is, if there is a God, he's not a nice one, which was very, very hurtful to hear. And in that situation, I didn't really know what to say, but that's like okay not to know what to say. So me and Eliza offered to pray for him, and he accepted it. I don't know if it was, he was just doing it out of being nice, but I still talked to him, and me and Eliza went to see him in the summer, and like now he's trying to stop smoking, and I always tell him how I'm keeping on praying for him, and he always says how appreciative he is. But my point's being that it's just amazing to know that where I go, God goes, and that God blessed me with the opportunity to do that. And then it says, the Lord said to Abraham, leave your country, your relatives, and your father's home. Go to the land that I'm going to show you. So at this point, I presume he had no clue what was going on and was like, why is God asking me to do this, really? And it's like putting it into context. It's like God saying, Sophie, you need to leave England. You need to go where I'm going to show you. And I'd definitely be a bit baffled. And it's not just leaving the country, it's leaving your place of comfort, your language, your friends, your family. And it's leaving the memories in the place that you grew up. So there are definitely so many opportunities, loads and loads of opportunities for us to bless people. But why don't we? If they're such a simple act, why don't we? What interferes with us and what stops us? I know for me, it's definitely school, the work, media. They're always constantly telling us how we're not good enough. If you don't look like that, you're just not good enough. If you don't get these grades, you're not good enough. So then the people will question, well, if I'm not good enough for society, I'm not going to be good enough for God. But you have to understand that God's chosen us. He's chosen us as his children to bless other people. And I just really encourage us to like think about the different ways, take time in the week and think about how we are blessed. Because when we do think about it, we've got food, we've got shelter, friends, family, money, and the NHS. So when I was preparing this and planning this with Judah, I was questioning, am I good enough? Am I good enough to get up in front of these people? I certainly don't have the confidence, but I mean, here I am. But it's just, I was just questioning, am I good enough? What makes me good enough to get up and preach about this amazing God in front of all of you? But my point is that God chose me and gave me this opportunity to get up here and share this with you. So God used Abraham to bless others, and through you I will bless the nations, and he would be blessed. I will give you many descendants, and I will bless you and make your name famous. So I also questioned why are we blessed? Why does God bless us? But it's part of our identity as a disciple and follower of God, to share our blessings and not to keep them for ourselves. So what I learned from this Bible passage was wherever God calls you, however old you are, however young you are, you will be blessed and he will provide for you. So I from hearing that, it's just really encouraged me to put all of my faith in God, because Jesus modeled a life of servanthood, which we seek in life, in church, outside of church, in school, in work, in our community. So by serving, we're using the gifts God's given us individually to build up the body of Christ and display that in the world. So now it's your turn, and are you ready to accept the challenge God sets ahead? And then if you feel like you need to know your identity is blessed and that you want more opportunities to bless others, prayer ministry will be available at the end of the service. Thank you. That's a lot of speech. Oh.
So you talked a lot about, or you talked some about opportunity and how you'd been given the opportunity. Yeah. And I just wonder if you would pray for us to see the opportunities that God gives us to be a blessing to other
definitely,
people.
Definitely. Lord, I just pray for everyone here tonight. And I just pray that we pray for the opportunities, pray for you to give us the opportunities, and show our willingness for these opportunities. I just pray that we will recognize them and take them when they come. And I just pray that we can use our gifts you've given us in all of our different ways and that we can inspire other people. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Great. Dan was speaking to us last week and he kicked us off on this theme of being a blessing, and he offered this challenge about choosing to do purposeful acts of blessing. So I wonder if anyone stepped into that challenge this week to go out and to purposefully act to bless. You did. Great. Hang on, no one can hear you.
Well, it wasn't a very big thing, but I just took some flowers to a little old lady who lives on her own up our road. And I wouldn't have done that had not Dan suggested it, actually. So.
And did you speak to her?
Yes. I rang the bell and spoke to her. She was in a dressing gown, so I didn't keep her long. And she was very surprised. And I just said, I'm just giving these to bless you, and have a good week. So. Yeah, it was really nice to do.
I bet she was as much blessed by your presence as she was by their flowers.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's just turn into pairs or with people around us. And either have you got a testimony of the way that you have walked out in blessing someone purposefully this week? Or if not, can you think of a way that you could purposefully act to bless someone to show them the love of God this week? We're just going to chat for a couple of minutes and then we're going to return to sung worship together.